Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 20:16 says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." How do you know that what you know is true? For example, should I assume I know what happened if I hear something about someone? If I see something happen, I should confront the person personally. If I hear about something, I should stop the gossip. We cannot decide to unhear what we have just heard, and we hear gossip, that could fuel all kinds of trouble. Gossip fuels mob rule, which always ends in chaos and destruction. We should not be talking about our neighbors, but to them. And if we're ever asked to be a witness, we need to be dedicated to the truth, not the gossip we hear. We must be part of our friends' and neighbors' lives because we are meant to be together. Truth reigns in healthy relationships. The fact that we are warned against being false witnesses means that we are tempted to gang up on people and twist the facts to support the desired results. As a result, we tend to get addicted to gossip and find it far more satisfying than the truth. So often, you'll find people wanting to know what's going on in somebody else's life so that they can pass that information on to somebody else. For some reason, we feel important if we're in the circle of knowledge. And we think we're in the circle of knowledge if somebody gossips to us, and then we can pass it on to someone else because we knew that before they did. Sometimes it's a way of self-affirmation. So we dig around and we try and find things that we could know. So when somebody talks about it, we don't feel left out looking in. All of us hate the feeling of being left out. And gossip puts us on the inside, supposedly. The only trouble with that is, if you ever played that telephone game when you were young, is by the time you hear it, you probably are still on the outside looking in. You probably still don't know what the truth is because all you did is hear a version of the truth that's been passed around to many people. You see, now when you talk about somebody, your gossip has turned into a false witness against your neighbor. It's really best for us to always talk in the positive about people that aren't present. If somebody starts to talk about someone in a negative way or use gossip or slander, it's up to us to stop that conversation. I know it's hard to forget what they've said, because once it's in your head, you have to do something with it. But I suggest the thing you do with it is forget it and go on and never repeat it again. Because we're not to be people who fuel gossip and false reports on people. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. You can find more about us at silverbirchranch.org.